Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The wild man of late night radio, Ian Lee.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio. On air and off the leash.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, that was nice. I enjoyed that. I didn't tweet the link then because I was chatting. I will tweet the link in the next break. You can get it from the usual places, but we kind of do try and support the indie bookshops when we can, and Big Green Bookshop has always been very helpful to us. I'm happy to do that. Robin Ince, I'm a joke, so are you. Say the title had my nearly 7-year-old boy in hysterics. I couldn't quite work out why. And neither could he. But that's what it's all about. The lines are open. As you know, it's always slightly difficult to encourage you guys to call in when we've had a guest at the top of the show. And that's fine. I'm happy to sit here and chat about stuff. I do want to talk about my vulva, in the back of my throat. Honestly, it's the weirdest thing. And it sounds to me that my voice sounds completely different. I'm guessing it probably doesn't sound that different to you. I might sound a little bit bunged up, but my vulva is hitting the back of my tongue the whole time I'm speaking. And if I do this, in fact, Sam, turn your microphone on. I'm gonna come and show you. I'm gonna come and show you what I'm talking about. Okay,
right.
So I don't want to get too close. Right, can you see my mouth?
Yeah.
You see, it's hanging at the back of my mouth.
Uh-huh. Right. God, blimey.
Whoa! And then?
I want to, like, do you not feel tempted to grab it?
And pull it?
Yeah.
Would you pull me off? Isn't that weird, though?
That is the bizarre. Weirdest thing?
It's so strange. And it's blowing my mind, man. It's blowing my mind. So I was very self-conscious, the whole chat with Robin, as to whether I was sounding weird or not. I don't know, man. This cult. What is the Evolver for? What does it do? It's got to be. Here we go. This is the phone in 03444991000. Bits of the body that are useless. Some of you may indeed phone up and say your genitals. I couldn't possibly comment. Bits of your body that are useless. So. The vulva, the appendix. We know that. We know the appendix serves no purpose. Tonsils? I don't think they serve anything, do they? Tonsils are gone. Adenoids? I'm trying to work out. This is what we're trying to work out. How much... thank you, CJ. I certainly don't have one of those in my mouth. No, well, the Adam's apple, isn't that what makes men's voices deeper? Isn't it? Is that what the Adam's apple does? Because women don't have an Adam's apple. I thought, what does an Adam's apple... Has anyone ever cut someone's throat open and ripped out an Adam's apple? Because I want to know what it looks like, man. I want to know what it looks like. How much of the body could we get rid of before we became useless? Vulva, appendix... Tonsils, adenoids. I'm putting the Adam's apple down until a medical man, what do they call it? Doctor, medical or medical lady calls in 03444991000. I reckon, all right. Is my phone ringing? I'm busy. Your middle three fingers. You only need your thumb and your pinky, don't you? Let me pick up a book. Yeah. Picked up a book and I'm opening a book with the other hand. Yeah, no, all right, fine. So, middle three fingers, they're gone. Likewise, middle three toes, they're gone. What else in your body? Sam's getting into this now. Sam's loving this. Sam's thinking. We got Sam thinking. 0344 499 1000. Eyebrows. Are we going into hair? Let's go. Well, let's put all body hair. All body hair. Okay, that's where we are so far. It's not a bad list. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very welcome to. And you know the deal, guys. You can call in about anything, absolutely anything. Big story, small story, whatever you want. Some as big as your head. Here's the question, though. Here's the question. As well as parts of your body that we can get rid of that are superfluous, what the hell? What the hell? Me and Kath are supposed to say to Jeff Goldblum tomorrow when we meet him at 3 o'clock. What are we supposed to say to Jeff Goldblum? I've read a few interviews. He seems like such a nice guy. Like such a nice guy. And I'm... here's the thing. Here's my kind of tips for interviewing. Got to suss the vibe out. You can feel the vibe pretty quickly from the person that you are interviewing as to how much fun you can have or as to how much you've got to stick to the press release. Right? And I don't like those press release interviews. I don't like those. There's no fun. You know, the deal generally is, and I've done a few of those junkets where, you know, the thing where it's like a movie star and they've got a big poster of the movie behind them and you've got to talk about the movie. The rules generally are you spend... 40% talking about the movie, and the other 60% you can mess around. That's kind of the deal. That's the unspoken deal. Some people only want to talk about the movie. I never forget, I got flown out to Los Angeles once for a day to interview the cast of Lost, and I had to interview Matthew Fox, who is famously miserable. Jack. Famously miserable, right? And this was one of those horrible junkets where you get ushered into a room 2 hours later than you're meant to. The celebrity, the actor is sat there, you sit down, and there's someone with a stopwatch. Someone with a stopwatch. And you've got 3 minutes. Jeez. Oh, what is that? I've flown all the way to LA for this? And the woman with the stopwatch was really annoying me, right? Because she was very, well, you can't ask Matthew about this, you can't ask Matthew about that, you can only ask him about this. And what she did, may have been 4 minutes, she started the stopwatch as soon as I sat down. So there was no, right, is everybody ready? Okay, nice to meet you, Matthew. Yep, are we, okay, should we start? I noticed that she'd started the stopwatch as soon as I sat down. So the time, and so first minute was spent on niceties until she went, the clock is running. I thought, right, I'm going to get my own back on you. So I'm asking these boring, mundane questions about Lost. What do you think about Jack's character? This is when Sky had just taken it over and they hadn't shown the first two series. Do you think that people who haven't seen the first two series would be able to pick it up? And at 30 seconds, she raised her hand to say, you've got 30 seconds, make this the end. And so what I did, knowing that Matthew Fox was an idiot, and that quite pretentious, and knowing there was only 30 seconds left, and so to annoy him, and annoy the timekeeping lady more than him, I said, okay, final question, Matthew. Tell me about your acting technique. Where does it come from? 4 minute answer. And the woman, you could see the woman with the stopwatch who sat behind him, just giving me the evils. 4 minute answer, overran, and it was boring, and we never used any of it. So up yours, Delores. Let's go to Kelly. Good evening, Kelly.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Hello, Kelly.
I've just had to listen to all your rubbish. You've just been...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Kelly.
...going on about.
I'm really sorry, Kelly.
That's okay.
Let's not listen to your rubbish. Let's go to Ross. Hello. Good evening, Ross.
Good evening, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Right, pointless bits of your body. Well, of course it is your toes.
Well, you need... Here's the thing. We're doing the list of bits of the body you don't need.
They do kind of balance you, you know.
Well, I've said we can get rid of the three middle fingers and the three middle toes. We need the big toe and the pinky to stay upright, don't we?
No. There's no reason for them. What's the point? There's no reason... Oh, no, I'm taking my shoes off.
Okay.
I'm looking at my... I'm taking... Oh, my God, they stink. I'm taking my shoes and my socks off. What's the point? They're ugly. They're disgusting. They get in the way. You have to trim your toenails. No, sorry. Getting rid of them.
Well, hang on a second, lover boy. Have you ever had someone put your big toe in their mouth and suck?
No, weirdo.
No.
Clearly you haven't.
Not weirdo, Ross. Try it, man. Yeah. Try it.
No, no thanks. It's just wrong on every level. Why do I want my cheesy feet going and some lady or man
all right.
in their mouth?
Have you ever received a blowjob?
Many times,
right.
Thanks.
So you'll put your cheesy knob in a man or a woman, but you won't put your cheesy feet in a man or woman. Thanks for your call, Ross.
Have a word with yourself, Ross.
Honestly, it's my big toes are tingling in anticipation at the thought of it already. Derek's got it. Nipples on men. Okay, fine. Fingernails. Yeah, okay, well, we're losing some of the fingernails when we lose the three fingers. Yeah, nipples on men. I'll have that, definitely. So far, we've got the vulva, the appendix, tonsils, adenoids, Adam's apple, the middle three fingers, the middle three toes, all body hair, and nipples on men.
Well, your body hair's useful.
What for?
Right, it's there to keep your bits clean. It's like the eyelashes of your privates.
Well, then why does everybody shave?
Well, I mean, because they're Wally's. It'll come round again. I predict a return to 70s style shapings.
I think so. I think that's going to be the way forward. Huh?
I mean, what's the alternative?
We're compiling. Well, okay, but you're putting forward.
I'm putting things back on.
You're putting forward a stronger argument for body hair than you are for fingers.
I think fingers are also important.
No, fingers. Those three fingers are gone because you can still, with this and this, you can still do it.
Are you going to play the piano?
Well, I'll just play. I can probably still play the piano actually because I'm brilliant.
Are you going to tickle a dog's belly?
I hate tickling dogs' bellies. You do it just so they don't sniff your balls. That's all that is for.
Why do they do that thing with their leg? Because that to me,
which thing, the humping?
Oh, that to me suggests I don't know. Are they getting aroused?
I don't know.
Is that what that is?
I don't understand dogs, and I would quite happily. You teased me because of my new glasses today.
I didn't tease him. What happened was
I got beef.
You were very
with
proud
you.
Of your new glasses, and you said that they aren't very strong.
You did what you did with my shoes. These are going to go in the bin now.
Oh, don't be silly.
This the same thing that when you took the piss out of my shoes and they went in the bin. Where are those shoes? I chucked them in the bin. Why? Because you laughed at them.
You hadn't chosen those shoes though. They've been chosen for you by someone who didn't know you.
Yeah.
Those glasses are cool, right?
Yeah.
But you presented them to me by saying they're really weak. And so I looked through them and went, yeah, they are.
No, you
and
didn't.
That...
You, no, you didn't. You laughed, went, they don't do nothing.
Well, only because I'm really, really blind.
Sorry, Kelly, are you getting bored listening to this rubbish again?
No, sorry. What? If you hadn't cut us off, I was going to say, I really think you're fantastic.
But you started off by saying you were listening to my boring rubbish. So that,
no, because I didn't understand it.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Apology accepted, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Like, because your man, I've never phoned into a show like this before. Oh. So your man was like, oh, just hold on.
Yes.
I'll put you through.
That's
and
how
I was
it works.
Like, what's going on here?
Well, that's how it works. It's a phone-in show. You phone in, you come on.
Well, I don't know. Do what?
It's a phone-in show.
Like
you
it.
Phone in and you come on the air.
Oh, I know, but I'm new to all this, man.
Okay, well.
To be nice to us.
No, you were rude. You came on and you were rude to me. You're not new to manners, are you?
Well, I'm apologising to you. So are you going to accept that apology or are you just going to continue to like...
Continue like what?
Well, I've already said...
Well, I can still be offended and accept your apology. Those two things are fine. I've already
anyway,
said...
Anyway, I phoned up.
Jesus Christ.
Because
you want to do a monologue.
About... No, because you were asking
I was talking. We were in the middle of a conversation. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay, Kelly.
But the reason why I phoned up is because you were asking for people to phone in about unwanted body parts.
Yes. What's yours? Your mouth?
Oh, my goodness. That's so rude. Anyway, little toes.
Is it your ears? For listening?
Little toes.
Have you got rid of... Have you chopped your ears off already, Van Gogh?
Oh, you're so funny.
Thanks.
Little toes, though. Does nothing have a point?
No, you need your little toes are the most important toe on your foot.
They are not.
Yes, they are. They're the ones that keep you upright.
No, they're not. Big toes.
No. Big toes help you know which way is north. The little toe, and this is true because I studied to be a chiropodist. Toologist, chiropodist. I did study to be a chiropodist, specialising in toology. And the small toes are the ones that do all of the weight, take all of the weight and do all of the support.
The little toes.
Yeah. The little toe, yes, correct.
The older you get,
I call them the small toes.
Like bend, like inwards.
Yep. That's because of all the pressure of life. Chop yours off and see what happens. You can do it. And here's the thing. You can easily chop off your...
I'd rather not.
Okay. You can do it with a pair of pliers.
Oh, no, don't. Don't even joke.
No.
I would never joke about removing bodily parts.
This isn't very nice. I just phoned you up. You gave us a load of abuse.
Sorry? I didn't give you a load of abuse.
Okay.
You started it.
Anyway,
thanks for the call.
I've just made some cheese scones.
You've got what?
I've just made some cheese scones. Are you interested?
Some sheer scones.
Oh my goodness!
What's happened? You seen a ghost? A burglar?
Would that make you interested? No, I haven't.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Cheese.
Okay, you've made some cheese scones.
Cheese scones. You might call them scones.
Gosh.
I might call them Joe's scones. No, thank you.
Well, it's okay, because they're very nice and I'm not sharing.
What are you serving with your scones apart from sass?
Apart from what?
Are you single, Kelly? Marry me.
Are you asking?
Marry me. We could have so much fun. It would be, the electricity would be, it would just be, marry me. Do it. Come on, let's do it.
I can feel a spark across the phone.
Yeah,
already.
Let's do a Jeremy Kyle. I'm going to marry a listener.
I know. Come on then.
I'm coming. Where are you?
I'm here.
I'm coming. I'll be there about 3:30.
Okay.
Leave the door open and your knickers off.
Bring a bottle of Carver.
Okay, classy lady, I like it, Kelly. I'll see you later.
See you later.
That has got to be, and we've had some nuts calls. That is the most nuts call ever. Get her a postcode, Sam, and I've got no idea what that was. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Can you stop it? I've seen it. Yes, it's massive.
Is it flapping? I can make it flat.
No, it's just sitting there looking all
watch,
big.
I'll make it flat.
God, you know you've drunk quite a lot of coffee. Oh, God. Stop it.
It's flapping, isn't it? It's flapping in the wind.
I could grab it and tie a big bow on it.
Yeah, Sam wants to pull it. He's a dirty boy. Sam's really coming out of his shell tonight.
He is. What's going on with
him?
He's
a dirty, dirty boy. Good evening, Damien.
Hiya.
Hello, Damien.
I've got a low cat as well. I've
hello,
got hurdles. Them body parts we don't need.
Yes,
right?
Let's do it.
Bear with me.
Okay.
Not the thumb toe, we need the thumb toe. Not the pinky toe, we need that.
The thumb toe.
My eldest used to call it the thumb toe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the up yours toe, we need the up yours toe. Get rid of the two toes in between all them.
So toe number two and toe number four.
But we look like parrots.
Because they give me, I get claustrophobic feet, and I'm thinking, if we get rid of them, I won't have claustrophobic feet anymore.
Oh, because I'll have more space.
Yes. But then, as I've been on hold, and your phone bill must be absolutely massive, though, the time I've been on hold, right? But yeah. The sciatic nerve, the bastard.
Well, hang on, that's the one that goes up the spine, is it?
I've got down my leg, I think. It's only there to cause me pain.
Okay. All right, so we're going to get rid of the sciatic nerve. Just get rid of the middle toe as well.
I don't know because it'd be maybe yeah.
Have you ever had your toes sucked off, Damien?
I think I have, but I'm 42 now. I can't remember. It's a long time.
If you'd have had your toes sucked, you'd know about it. My big toes are tingling just thinking about it.
I let my dog lick my toes now and again, and yeah. I know what you're saying.
Do you really?
Of course I do. Yeah. Nothing sexual in it.
My cat, no, you just happen to be playing
I'm
with yourself at the time. Not
sake.
A weirdo. My cat bites my nipples from time to time. She hasn't done it for a while, actually, but she will have a little, and it's not a chew. She'll just like clamp her teeth around it, squeeze for like a second, and then let go. It is the most amazing feeling in the world.
Yeah, we're getting a bit dodgy here now.
Yeah,
aren't
totally.
Are we crossing a line,
Damien?
I don't
know why he smears kitty cat on him, but it's not sexual.
And I put my finger up her bum.
Oh, stop it.
It's not sexual, Damien, you pervert. Thanks for your... I don't know what that noise was at the end, but it sounded like a release. So bits of your body you don't need. So far, the uvulva, the appendix, the tonsils... The adenoids, the Adam's apple, the middle three fingers, the middle three toes, all body hair, nipples on men, and the sciatic nerve.
Do we need necks?
Ooh, hoo, 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 your head will fall off.
No, you could just have like a little hinge, like a Barbie or a Ken.
Okay, so you're going to remove the neck and then reattach the head. I love it. I love your thinking.
Well, I mean, it's less to damage, isn't it?
All right, then, fine. Okay. Then you don't need forearms.
No.
You don't need... Just chop that out and attach your hands to your elbows.
Yeah.
Because you've still got the manoeuvre. You can still manoeuvre. You just haven't got this bit here. This is great! Well, if we're getting rid of forearms, let's get rid of shins.
Shins or thighs? Do we just attach the knee to the...
No, we get rid of shins, because if you get a kick in the shin, that hurts. Kicking in the thigh, shins, gone.
I'm always bashing my thigh on the door.
Well, okay. Okay, well, shins, I'll make that optional then. You can keep your shins.
Shin stroke thighs.
Okay, fine. This is great.
It took me a while to get my head around it, but actually it turns... I mean, as long as we're not expecting to look exactly the same as we did before.
As much as this pains me to say this, because it's my favourite part on any... Oh, Sam is a genius, by the way. Too right we're getting rid of the chin.
Oh, wow.
The chin is gone. Thank you, man.
Well, let's... Because we've got no neck then. No, we're just... extension of the torso.
We're Gail Platt.
Let's just forget the head. Let's put it all in the
and
torso.
I'm disappointed with myself there, guys. Can I do that again, line? We're Gail Tilsley. That's better. That's better. Gail Platt. It's too modern. And as much as it pains me to say this, because it's my favourite part of the body,
mm-hmm.
buttocks. Buttocks is gone.
Oh, no.
Nope.
No, think about it.
Nope.
What are you going to sit on?
A chair.
No, it's going to hurt, though.
No, you have a nice comfy chair. There we go. Buttocks.
Just something with a couple of dents in.
Buttocks.
For the back of your knees.
Someone... 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number.
Grab pussy!
No! That's not the one I was looking for.
You're a pervert.
That's closer... I've really got to sort these out.
Find me on boys.
No. Hang on a minute. It's getting closer. There's a good one of these I want somewhere. Tell you what, play the trail while I find this.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
I can't find the clip I want. You say hello to David.
Hi, David.
Hiya, Kathleen.
Found it!
I'm David Babcock and I got my willy stuck in the Hoover.
There it was.
Can we move on from the past, please?
Can you speak into your phone, please, David?
You've had some problems with this phone. I think it's...
No. We haven't had any problems with this phone.
You're a fanny.
You've had problems with this phone.
It's from China.
Okay, a little bit racist, mate.
I'm not saying that they don't know what they're doing.
Well, the Chinese do know what they're doing. They're China. There's like 1.2 billion of them.
I think it's 1.3.
Okay, well, that was quick.
Hey, we've got something in common, me and you.
We're both sad losers and we're single.
I'm not single.
Oh!
I'm David Babcock and I got my willy stuck in the Hoover.
Henrietta Hoover does not count.
No, it's a... no, I was going to do a rude joke, but I don't want to do it.
No, good.
No, I've got a... I had a stringy uvula.
A string?
A stringy uvula.
Okay, go on, talk to us about your uvula.
It went stringy once.
What does that... I don't know what that means, David.
You've got a stringy uvula.
No,
I've got a stringy uvula.
I have a swollen uvula.
Has it not gone all long and dangly?
No, it's like a big red balloon.
Can I show you what? I sent it to our friend Scott.
Yes.
And Scott,
a doctor now, is he?
Scott said it looked like something, and he highlighted it by doing a little drawing on it.
Scott, if yours looks like that, you should go to the doctor.
I'll tweet it. Scott basically made my uvula look like a little willy in the back of my throat. Which is, let's not even go there. Let's not go down that horny road.
Childish.
Not childish, mate. That's a bit weird. Hello.
So Babbers, go on.
Babbers? Come on, Babbers. Come on, my Babbers. Make love to me, my Babbers. Oh, my lovely little Babbers. Oh, Dada's going to look after Babbers.
No. I think that Kelly sent you a bit bonkers.
Okay, Dada's going to look after Babbers.
No, Daddy, no.
Dada's going to look after Babbers.
No, you not look after my Babbers.
What? This is getting...
Tell us about your stringy uvulans.
There's a sentence from... Say that again. Say it again.
Tell us about your stringy uvula.
Can you click that for me, please, Sam? Thank you.
Uvula.
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 Ovaries.
No. It went all long overnight. I thought I was choking on my own tonsils.
I know what he means, though. Mine isn't stringy. Mine is fat. But but I know exactly what he means.
If you push your tongue up, can you press it against the roof of your mouth?
No, not my uvula. No, because it's... Well, hang on.
Oh, God.
Right. Yes, I can! Yes, I can! Oh, my God, I think I'm going to be sick! Oh, that's horrendous.
It feels like you got the little maggot in your mouth.
Yes, it does!
I think Kath's jealous. You're not part of the uvula club.
It's all right, I'm fine.
Right.
My uvula is not bothering me at this point, which is always a mercy.
He's pressing it against the roof of his mouth, isn't he?
Yes, he's having a little go on it.
I've just retweeted the picture that Scott has vandalised my uvula and drawn a penis, turned it into a penis.
Yeah.
So enjoy that.
He's an artist, though.
Yeah.
He is.
Hey, are you aware that they've got a new series of Most Haunted, though, or something?
Yes.
Yes, we are very aware of it. Yeah, we are. Why? Have you been asked to do it, David?
No, but I tried to get a bit feeling on my podcast and she ignored me.
Oh. How is the podcast going?
Very badly. Do you want to come on it again?
No, I've done it once. But right. But Kath would like to come on it.
I'm busy.
No, you're not busy. You can do it. You've got plenty of time.
I haven't. I'm really busy this week. You're also busy.
We'll do it next
week.
Next week you haven't got anything. You told me you're worried because you've got nothing on next week.
Big pardon?
She'll do it next week, David. What day is good for you?
Any day. Hey, Kath, send me a DM and keep it clean this time.
Oh, he called you out. He slut-shamed you.
No tit-pit.
Babcock.
Hello?
Can you send me any more vacuum cleaner shots?
Okay, let's just give us in.
I'm going to be forwarding them to the police.
Uvulva, uvula, uvula. Appendix, tonsils, adenoids, Adam's apple,
ooh,
middle three fingers, middle three toes, all body hair and nipples on men, sciatic nerve, neck, forearms, shins or thighs, chin and buttocks.
Oh, you know, you've forgotten an obvious one.
One testicle.
Funny bone.
Well, you don't need it, but I'd need mine because I'm funny. I'm a funny guy. You can't laugh without a funny bone. So we're keeping the funny bone. We're getting rid of one testicle and one womb.
No, they're quite important.
Well, how many have you got? Two?
One.
What?
You can get rid of an ovary.
Okay, one ovary. This is great. We're just making... What we're doing is we're just making the body a little bit more efficient.
Streamline.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're doing. So far, I think we're doing very, very well.
So effectively now, we've got no neck, no chin.
No.
The head is just an extension of the body. It's like Ram Man.
No, I did that. I don't know if you remember about 5 minutes ago, I did the Gail Tilsley joke.
Yeah, but you've got no neck either.
Yeah, like Gail, yeah. No, I'm sorry, you can't tread on a performer's joke by doing the same joke again, but with just a different payoff.
No, never, no.
Yeah.
Different shape, totally
yeah,
different
you
shape.
Yeah, you just did the Ram Man, and I did Gail Tilsley.
I think mine's better.
I think we'll let the public decide. Let's go to Michael. Michael, whose was better?
Well, the old reference of Gail Tilsley, I think I preferred.
Thank you very
Suck
much.
Up.
Michael, my favourite caller.
It's because they're scared of you. It's because they're scared of you.
Favourite caller of the evening. What can I do for you?
Bend over a bit further.
Bits we need, bits we don't need, things we could do without.
Yes, please, mate. So I think Kath's attitude is something we could all do without. She's doing her best Oliver Hardy.
The little finger...
Yeah.
I think everyone thinks we could do without it, but you can't make a fist without a little finger.
Oh, that's like philosophy. but also, it's incorrect. Of course you can.
Well, I've
made a fist without my little finger.
Well, it won't. You don't finish a fist. If you hold your hand together...
Yeah, that what I made there will hit you and it will hurt you.
But you will hurt yourself.
Well, only because my little finger is sticking out.
Well, yeah, but if your little finger wasn't there
yeah.
and you just had a little nubbin and you had your three fingers closed
yeah.
and your thumb is over your three fingers,
yeah.
if you hit someone,
yeah.
you'll hurt your fingers rather than your hand.
Who has told you this? I've trained with the late, great Bruce Lee, my second uncle. This is true. trained with him when I was a baby.
Oh, really? Second,
yeah, when I was a baby, when I was about two, I did a session with him. He's related. It was like a second uncle. I'm never quite sure how these lineage things work. And I remember him telling me, Ian, you can make a fist without a little finger if you want.
Now, well,
Bruce
okay,
Lee
if
told me
you
that.
Want to take the pain?
Well,
it's
what pain?
Probably what he meant.
No, well, there's no pain. You'll feel pain. You'll feel pain on your nose when you get biffed.
Well, that is true. That is also true. But the reason I know this, when I found it out, was I was on a job once, and the guy that I was interviewing had lost some of the use of his index finger.
Now, that's Peter Poynter.
The Peter Poynter, exactly.
Yep. Okay.
And he had the choice of having the finger locked so that it would just point without being able to be bent.
No, you can't permanently point. That's rude.
No. The doctor said we could. What was the other option?
The other option was to lose the finger, and the third option
was to put a hinge on it.
Replace the index finger, the Peter Poynter,
with a big hammer,
with his little finger.
No, shut up!
No, shut up!
Yeah.
No.
And he said, if you go down that route, which we could do, you won't be able to make a fist.
No, he and wouldn't be able to make it. A fist because
with
his
sticking out finger.
No, because his Peter Poynter would be his little finger, so that is going to make the fist. And he hasn't got a little finger, so that's going to make his fist hollow.
Hmm.
Because the Peter Poynter is going to be a little finger, so that's not going to go all the way round, and so that's going to be a hollow. I mean, that's like a nub. That is a nub.
Or a backwards fist, like having two left hands, perhaps.
I see what you're saying. I don't think it's quite that, but I do like the image. Imagine if you had two hands that were
handshakes
that
would be strange.
Sorry,
handshakes would be difficult.
I thought you said hand sex.
That too, I guess.
That would probably feel like somebody else was doing it for you.
Did you give? Were you interviewing him for a job?
No. What? Not for a job. It was a video. What? It was a health and safety video, and he.
Which option did he go for?
He went for the pointy straight out.
Shut
finger.
Up, man! He didn't.
Yeah, but he managed to get some bend into it, but he couldn't fully bend it.
Yeah, well, could they not just put a hinge on it like you get on a door?
Like he crushed his finger. It was all.
Yeah, one of those rolling mechanisms. It only works for the middle finger, the rolling, the twisting mechanism. gosh, well, that makes you think. Michael, thank you for that. You win Caller of the Night so far. Thank you. If you want to beat Caller of the Night.
Kelly's not going to be happy.
Who?
Again.
Kelly,
yeah.
She called in a minute ago. I don't know what's going on there.
Uh-oh.
I think there's a little bit of the old...
Well, you said you were going round.
I think there's a little bit of the old quack, quack, curly, whirly cuckoos going on there. My sister, she really wanted to annoy me. She had so many ways to annoy me. One was just to look at me while I was playing. I'd be playing with my Action Man and she'd be looking at me. I'd go, stop looking at me. No, I'm not looking at you. Yeah, you are. Stop looking. No. Yeah. Mom, she's looking at me. Do you get that?
I was that
constant.
I was that soldier.
Mom,
I used to also run at my sister, which is on the phone. Yeah. You know, you've got the phone at the end of the long corridor.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to get as far back as I could, back against the wall, and then run at her as fast as I could and stop inches from her face.
She had another way. Where was I?
Not touching her though.
That was not the thing I was going to say about how she'd annoy me. What were we talking about?
Fingers. This.
No. We didn't flip the bird in our house. No, we were very British. Two fingers, the V's.
Traditional.
She had a way of annoying me. Joe, what ways did you annoy me? Let me count the ways. Talking about the fingers, sitting there with my Action Men. I don't know. I just hate my sister.
You like her now?
No, she
still look at you.
Yeah, she looks at me. What was it she used to do? She'd do something else that was really annoying.
That?
No, she didn't. Never did the just sort of touching you, but like an inch away.
She used to stand in the doorway of your room and just hang over a little bit, so she wasn't actually in.
No, what was she doing? I don't remember. Who cares? 0344. Oh, there's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.